Here's an experience that maybe you've had with your mobile phone. You could be on a plane or sitting at work.
Wait, is that my phone? Let me just check my pocket here.
But your phone is sitting on the table.
Okay, I guess it wasn't buzzing at all.
That feeling that your phone is vibrating when it isn't is called a phantom vibration. And as NPR's Elise Hugh reports, phantom vibration syndrome says something about the way we live these days.
You'd think Valerie Kussler wouldn't be bothered by phantom vibrations. She works an hour away from the bustle of modern life at a rehab and recovery center on a 2,200-acre cattle ranch. But the Nashville-based therapist says she's just as attached to her iPhone as anybody.
I am constantly getting emails that are important and urgent about work things and want to stay connected to my family back in Texas. So I'm constantly checking my phone, I will admit.
So she's felt that phantom sensation of her phone vibrating when it's not. But Kussler's experience is complicated by the cows.
The cow's moo is very muffled. It kind of sounds like, rrr.
These are the cows near the ranch where she works. This is an iPhone ringing on vibrate. Again, the cows.
So that's very similar to what my phone sounds like when it vibrates on a desk or inside my purse.
You could understand how she gets confused.
Definitely other people have experienced it too.
Other people may not confuse cows for their phones, but phantom vibration syndrome, or its other nicknames like hypovibochondria or ringxiety, is a near universal experience for people with mobile phones.
I'll just feel it out of nowhere, like my phone is ringing, but then it's nothing.
You know, it kind of tricks you out.
It's giving me false hope that someone cares about me.
That was Kristen Petronic, Xavier Prue, and Liz Riles, who we caught out and about in downtown D.C. This phenomenon is prevalent enough now that in the past 5 years, researchers started studying it. Nearly 90% of college undergrads in one study said they felt phantom vibrations. The number was similar for hospital workers. But even though the phantom vibration phenomenon seems so common, it's still relatively new.
Something in your brain is being triggered that is different from what was triggered just a few short years ago.
Dr. Larry Rosen is a California research psychologist and author who studies how technology affects our minds.
If you'd asked me 10 years ago, or even maybe 5 years ago, if I felt an itch beneath where my pocket of my jeans were, and asked me what I would do, I would say I would reach down and scratch it, because it was probably a little itch caused by the neurons firing.
Now, of course, the tingle triggers him to reach for his phone. Rosen says it's an example of how our devices are changing how our brains process information.
We're seeing a lot of what looks like compulsive behavior, obsessive behavior. People who are constantly picking up their phone look like they have an obsession. They don't look much different than somebody who's constantly washing their hands. I'm not saying that it is an obsession, but I'm certainly saying that it could turn into one very easily.
Not everyone is so concerned. 9 out of 10 participants in the study of college students said the vibration feeling bothered them only a little or not at all. But Rosen says it would do all of our anxiety levels some good to back away from our phones every once in a while.
One of the things that I'm really adamant about, in spite of being very pro-technology, I believe that we have to all learn how to kind of wean ourselves slowly off of the technology for short periods. And by short periods, I mean maybe just 30 minutes or an hour.
That kind of mindfulness is something Valerie Kussler, the Tennessee-based therapist, says she's working on.
That is kind of a personal goal of mine, is to try to have a better boundary between my life and my phone.
But as long as these sounds are part of her workday, Kussler has a better excuse than the rest of us for feeling those phantom vibrations. Elise Hugh, NPR News.